just onto Yeovil, you'll probably know Yeovil better than anybody, won't you?
Yeah, no, this will be the first time I've played back against them, to be fair. That's a lot of few new faces compared to when I used to be there. But now it'll be nice to see a few old ones as well, so it'll be good.
What about the old ones? Tell us about those.
Well, one of them, he was obviously the assistant now, Skivo, I used to play with, and was his boot boy, and I was slipping, coming through the ranks and stuff, yeah. But that'd be good, like Skivo, the Stairs, and obviously Gary Johnson himself, and a few of their players as well, like Wheeler the keeper, and Nathan Smith, and stuff like that. So I had a lot of good memories from there, and made a lot of good friends, so it'd be nice to see him again.
The fact that Terry's still there, before you tell us what he was like tipping at Christmas and things like that, but the fact that Terry's still there, and I know when I've spoken at Gary Johnson in the past as well, he sort of tries to get this sort of almost village spirit, doesn't he, at Yeovil, and that's not a patronising thing. He thought it was a sign of strength.
I think especially when you're a little club like that, and like I say, they overachieved massively when they managed to get into the Championship and they've done really well, but I think you need to use every little advantage you can get, and if it means creating like a little atmosphere like that where it's literally you against the world sort of thing, then that's what you have to do. You have to almost create your own bubble. And if that what works, then all power to them.
Is that obviously something as well on a different, you know, side of the fence that you're trying to do here as well, I guess?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think, like you say, you have to accept the fact that you're a very big club, and the fans, obviously, and the fans at the end, they want what's best for the club. And we all want that. We all want to we should be higher and stuff, but at the end of the day, we're this level for a reason, and we've got to try, and it's down to us players that are here at the minute to try and make sure that we get back to where it should be.
It was a surprise for many of us on the outside to see Terry stay there, obviously, when he, you know, he stepped down as manager, but you know him.
Yeah, no, I guess he's a really loyal guy like that and stuff, and he's only wanted what's best for the club ever since he's been there as a player and stuff. I think he's sort of one of them. Sort of few relationships with the club have obviously done well by him a few times, and he's equally given more than his fair share to the club as well, and it's a good relationship that seems to work well, and he's a legend there.
And he still has a lot of input, doesn't he, as well, from what Gary says?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. No, he's arguably the best defender that club's ever had, and I don't say that lightly, so they've had some very good players there, but yeah, he's done brilliant for that club, and like I said, good luck to him, and it'd be nice to see him again.
Just scrolling back, it's a bit of a sort of a cliched phrase, but you get that sort of siege mentality type thing. That's something you can engender at any club, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think, like you say, every club you're at comes with a different sort of pressure, one way or another, and a group of players, you do have to sort of create that mentality, because no matter, there's like I say, it's a long season, there's going to be negatives, there's going to be positives. You just have to make sure you all, like you say, siege mentality, stick together, and hopefully the main goal is obviously what everyone wants at the end of it, and hopefully we can achieve that.
And I guess as well, you're one of the new players who came in, you know, we've spoken about building the team, but you need to build that spirit, don't you, as well? That's not
definitely
a criticism, but you all need to get to know each other,
No, definitely, and it's something that you work out over time, and that's a testament to sort of the characters the Gaffer's brought in with that are all starting to do that, and like I say, hopefully results will start showing again from that, and like I say, all the funny thing to know is that we're trying everything within our power to make sure that we do come the end of the season, come May or whatever, we're there or thereabouts, so hopefully already there, but at the end of the day, it's going to be a long, hard season.
Expecting a little bit of flack off those old faces, you know, tomorrow? Or?
I don't know, to be fair, it'd be nice. Like I say, I've not been back there for a long, long time, so... Oh, who knows, but it could be nice, hopefully.
The local lad as well, aren't you, of course?
Well, from around there, coming up through the youth team and stuff. Yeah, no, it was good, and I was fortunate enough to get voted in the team of the decade there as well and stuff, which was a nice little thing. But no, it'll be great. It'll be nice to see some few faces. But at the end of the day, my priority is Sheffield United now, and hopefully getting us 3 points.